there's anything you and me do the most together, I think it's watch shows.
I think that is what we bonded over. That is what sparked this little friendship of ours.
With Buffy the Vampire.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I forgot all about that.
But yeah, there's been so many shows that we have seen together or that we saw before and we knew the other lights. And we have been done dirty by the film industry by getting them canceled.
Yeah, there were so many good shows, especially ones that I guess aren't, like, I don't know, aren't as popular, but then they're so good. And then they just got canceled after one or two seasons, and we never hear from them again.
I also feel like they haven't reached their potential as a show, because in the first season, obviously, you're still trying to figure stuff out. And maybe the first season isn't great, but you could become better in the future. But they don't get given that chance. They just get canceled.
It really makes me angry, because why are there shows like Riverdale that go on for so long? Or like Grey's Anatomy, it has like 20 seasons. And like at a certain point, there should not be more seasons going through. But then why can't we just get a single more season of these shows?
I guess if you don't, you're not like a new Netflix most watched show. You're not worth renewing for a second season.
I don't understand, but I feel like some of these shows at least had a pretty strong fan base. And when they were canceled, a lot of the fans were trying to get these petitions. Like, that happens quite often.
I agree, especially with shows that had promised a second season, or we were being told there was a second season, and then it got canceled after the announcement. Like, that's just cruel.
Mm-hmm. You know, with Manifest, it got canceled, but the fans actually brought it back.
That's so cool.
Yeah, because I remember at the time, there were so many petitions, and everyone was like, guys, sign this, so we can get Manifest back. And they actually did get it back.
I love that for them.
Yeah, so I guess sometimes the fans are really dedicated and they can help.
I remember there was a petition to get How I Met Your Father renewed.
There was.
Like, they tried, but they failed.
And Julie and the Phantoms had so many. I think that was probably the most prime example.
No, literally. But yeah, we have a list to go through. A whole list of shows that we think deserve at least one more season.
And both these shows are on it, so.
Yes, so stay tuned. That was cute. We were in sync.
I agree.
Okay.
Also, like, I like your background.
Oh, thank you. Yours inspired me a little bit.
What? Oh, I was going to say, it reminded me a little bit.
Okay, I think you need to take the rein here. Because I don't really know what happened.
Oh, yes. Okay, so the first show that I'm going to be going over, since Santa didn't finish watching it.
We started it together, but I think I fell asleep after 15 minutes and Parmita persevered and she watched the entire thing.
Because it was a good show.
No, I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was. I just need to get around to watching it.
Okay. Well, this show is called My Lady Jane. I think at the time it came out, there were a few, TikToks about it. And that's how I heard about it. Or we just saw it. And we were like, wow, this is our kind of show. So we started watching it. But like Santa said, she didn't finish. I did. And this show was, it did not head the direction I was expecting it to go. It's basically like a period piece. And it's about a hypothetical scenario, I guess, if the history didn't play out the way it did. And in this case, this woman called Jane, she came to be the queen after a whole list of things that happened. But it's like a hypothetical. It didn't actually happen in history. So they, I guess, took free reigns with it. And in this world, I guess there are these people who have the ability to turn into animals.
At their own will or uncontrollably?
Well, that's the thing. Some of them, I guess, I think most of them can control it. And they're called Ethians. And so, yes, I think there's the name for normal human beings is like Verities. And then the animal people are called Ethians. And so there's like a war between them and the Verities won. And so that's led to the Verities, I guess, like excluding the Ethians. And if anyone's found to be an Ethian, they're like executed at the...
Oh my.
At the hand of the king or queen or whoever it is. And in the show, I guess that's a whole plot point. And Jane is not an Ethian, but she, I guess, I don't know if it's a spoiler, but spoiler alert, just in case. She comes to meet an Athian who's, like, not known to be one. So he's, like, nobody knows except his father. And she is, like, married off to him by her mother.
Wait, what's his name?
I forgot.
That's okay.
Yeah, I forgot what his name was. But, yes, her mother married her off because she thought that he was, like, very rich and had a lot of, like, land and gold. But apparently they're actually broke. Oh. So there was no reason to marry Jane off. But she comes to like him and they come to have like this kind of bond. But then she sees that he turns into a horse. She's like, oh my gosh, you're an Athian. I've been lied to. And then in this world, Verity and Athian marriages, they're illegal and both can be like executed for doing so. So now that Jane is in this position, she can like legally be, you know, executed.
Yeah.
And her competitor is somebody who wants to take the throne from her, who wants to be queen, and that's called Mary. And so she wants to be queen. So when she finds out about this, she uses it against her, and that's when we get to, like, the finale where they're trying to, like, kill Jane. But then, a lot of things happen, but at the end, Jane and her man run off, and they are free. Still on the run, but they are free. And however, Mary has, like, taken over them at this point. Like, she's done a coup. And, you know, she's queen now. But they're, like, happily running off together. And now it's ended there because we don't get a new season.
I'm surprised because this show was huge. I remember seeing so many edits about it. So many people saying this is, like, the best rom-com show in years. I was so surprised that Amazon canceled it because it was doing so well.
I think there was a lot of potential for it because especially the way it ended off, like there was still a lot unresolved. Jane wasn't queen yet again, and she had to take back the kingdom, but now we'll never see her doing that.
I don't understand. Like, if the show does commercially well and there's potential for a second season, why are you as a streaming service canceling it and then you're renewing, like you said, the most random shows? Like, Big Mouth.
I don't really know. Maybe since for this show, it requires a lot of special effects. Maybe those are very costly. And maybe the commercial success isn't enough to make up for those costs. That's like, I have no idea, you know, but that's my theory. I just don't know, though. It would have been great to see a second season.
I feel like a lot of people are kind of doing this as an effect, but a lot of people, they stop trying to watch shows as they're coming out because it's so easy for them to just get canceled. So, like, I saw people talking about how they wanted to watch this show, but now they're not going to because it got canceled. So, like, what's the point? But I feel like for this show, at least it wraps it up, right? Yeah. I feel like with other shows where you're left on a cliffhanger and that's it, that's even worse because then what's the point of even watching?
That's very true. There are some shows on this list that I would give anything for another season for. This show, like, it had at least, you know, they're still together and they're free, so it's not much of a cliffhanger. It's just, like, a lot more potential for seasons. But somewhere on a cliffhanger, like you said, those are kind of needs for me. I need another season.
Could I have an honorable mention for a show that's not on our list, but The Society?
Of course, yes.
I feel like it was so good. And then it got canceled, I think, because of the pandemic or something. After being announced for a season two. And I will never forgive Netflix. I will never forgive Netflix.
Yeah, I wanted to watch The Society, but I did hear it was canceled, so I didn't really...
I think you would like it. I would recommend it to you.
Yeah, it's been on my list for a while. But I'm really tired of seeing shows that are canceled, and I can't, you know, see again. I guess we're gonna have to live with this. Okay, then, I think that wraps up My Lady Jane.
Next is a show that you and I have a lot of history with, Freaks and Geeks. We should explain the lore, I feel like.
I agree. Oh, this is such, like, a special show, I think.
Yeah.
We started watching it in grade 10, and it's about it revolves around this girl named Lindsay, who is very smart. I think she's, like, really good at math, school, blah, blah, blah. But then the way we see her in the show, like, she started off hanging out with this group of...
burnouts?
Yeah, that's a word they use a lot. And I guess it goes against what, like, her normal personality. And so she still has a few friends. I remember one girl, she was all trying to get her back, to come back
to the light.
Yeah. But she's, happy where she is. And she makes a new friend with one of the girls, the only other girl in the...
Kim.
Yes, Kim. I like him a lot. And there's also Daniel, who is he... I don't want to say the leader, but, he's a very strong force in that.
I feel like he is kind of the leader of the group.
Yeah.
And then you have Nick, who is one of the guys in the group, and... Ken, his name's Ken.
I'm glad you remembered.
And Ken, who's really sarcastic and snarky. And those are the quote-unquote, they call themselves the freaks, because they kind of go against the conventional high school norms in the 80s or 90s. And then we have the other part, the geeks, who are her little brother, Sam, and his friends, Bill and...
Neil.
Thank you. And they're very... geeky, and they get bullied a lot for being a bit different, I guess, than a lot of their peers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about those relationships and those interactions. And this show ended in 1999, I want to say. It got canceled a very, very long time ago. And there's absolutely no chance of a season two.
Yeah. I remember I came across it because of a TikTok edit, actually. And so that really influenced me to watch the show, but I didn't know it was canceled at the time that I started watching.
I remember, I think you sent me the link or something.
Yes,
and you were like, Santa, have you heard this show? And I was like, oh my gosh, no. And what is this? And I was so intrigued.
Yeah, I'm very glad that we got around to watching it.
I agree. It's a bit bad though, because we started watching it in September 2023? August? September? Around that time. And we're here today, and we still have three unwatched episodes left.
Yeah. No, I think at that point, we heard that it was canceled, so we knew that it wouldn't, everything wouldn't get wrapped up together nicely. And that made me a little demotivated. But also, I guess we just don't finish shows sometimes, so.
Yeah, it's a bad habit we both have.
Yeah. But can I just say, I love the show for being so realistic in terms of depicting teenagers' lives, especially with Lindsay's brother and, his group of friends. I feel like, they look like actual high school students, and it's a very, it's kind of a comfort show, I guess.
I like that it does show that in real life things don't always get perfectly resolved. There's a lot of moments and scenes where you kind of expect, okay, everything will get wrapped up, everything will be perfect, but it's not. And I like that. I think, like you said, it makes it a lot more realistic.
I always expected Lindsay to get back with her old group of friends.
Yeah, same.
But there was this whole episode where she does go back, and then she finds out it's not her life anymore. To be honest, I was always rooting for Lindsay to go back.
I was also rooting for her to go back, because what do you mean you're giving up going to a great university and having a great life to be with, to not just skip school and crash cars and do all these things. And run over dogs.
Yeah. Oh, that was so horrible. And she's given up, so many opportunities, too.
I'm just imagining her parents. Her parents are so well-meaning, and they just want her to succeed in life. And I can't imagine just watching her shift from what she used to be to who she becomes.
But in that sense, it's pretty realistic.
I agree. Okay, getting into the ending that we never really got to see expanded on. Basically, Lindsay is accepted, in the last episode, she's accepted to a 2-week academic summit at the University of Michigan. Now, I feel like if that happened to me, I would say yes. I don't know about you.
I would most certainly say yes. I would take any opportunity I had.
But our girl, Lindsay,
she decides to, I guess, pass it up because that's no longer her life. She's grown out of that. Even though she's, so smart, too, naturally, what I would give to have her brain.
And what does she do instead?
She decides to, follow this music band that we didn't really get introduced to before. And she does this with, with Kim, her new friend. I like Kim and Lindsay's relationship, so I won't complain about that, but the fact that she gave up all this opportunity for a bright future, and then To do what? To follow this movie band?
Yeah. Also, she's like 16, 17, right?
Yeah.
So I wonder what her parents must think of their teenage daughter just like leaving without knowing what happened to her to go follow a band around.
I really do think if the show had a third season, maybe we would have seen like her go back to her, like have a balance.
I would have loved to see what happened, like the repercussions for that decision. But also I remember reading this article once, and I think one of the writers, they were talking about like what they would have done if they had another season. They were saying, oh, it would be really interesting if Lindsay like got pregnant. I think I could be wrong, but I remember hearing something about that, and I was like, why do we have to go there? That is not necessary, I think.
No, you know, hearing that makes me a little happy that there is not a third season, because if they were going in that direction, I really would not have liked to see it.
But I would have liked, like you said, like to see her going back to her academic roots or finding some sort of balance.
Yeah, I feel like a balance is good. It would not be too extreme.
To be honest, besides Lindsay, I feel like it wasn't really in a good end for any of the other characters. Like, they don't really end on any certain note. Like, with Daniel, he just learns that he likes playing D&D with Lindsay's brother. And the other two, they don't really do anything, like, in this episode, to end off the show.
Yeah. I mean, that adds a bit more to the realistic aspect.
Oh, that's again, true.
They're, like, not these dramatic endings for them. It's just, like, consistent life. I feel like that is to be expected, but it would have been nice to see something else for them to change it up a bit.
Lots of untapped potential.
I would have loved to see a new season, though, if it didn't go in the pregnancy direction.
I think it was just something they were considering, but not like they were going to go through with that.
Okay.
But I would have liked to learn more about people's backgrounds. Like, I thought Daniel's background was very interesting. I would like to learn more about Kim's background.
I really agree, yeah. Also, once again, Lindsay had such supportive parents, so I don't know why she's doing all this. I don't know if the show ever explains it. Like, why did she start hanging out with the burnouts in the first place?
That's a great question.
Like, we just get introduced to her in this. It's not the shift over. It's just her assimilating.
Another great question.
It would have been nice to see. Yeah,
I agree. This is another show that we didn't watch together, but we watched separately and we both really liked How I Met Your Father.
I think we found out that we both watched it at one day. And
I think we were eating nachos on that day.
Oh, really? You have a great memory.
It's because I associate How I Met Your Father with like nachos.
That is quite random.
Yes.
Anyways, this is a spinoff of How I Met Your Mother, which is a very, very popular commercial success. And that starred like Ted Mosby and his adventures to find, I guess, like he was telling the story to his kids and he was trying to tell them about how he met their mother, and we find out at the end who it was. And there's like a whole lot of build up. There's many seasons. And he just spent all this time wondering. So I feel like that was the same vibe they were going for with How I Met Your Father. But we never got to see that because it was canceled after the first season.
Wasn't there two
seasons? Oh, yes. Two seasons.
To be honest, I feel like the first season of this show wasn't very good. Like, I watched it and I wasn't feeling it. But the second season, it was really, they had improved a lot. And I feel like if they had continued with more seasons, they would have gotten only better and better.
I really agree. It was a slow start to the show, but by the second season, I was very invested. I didn't know it was canceled when I was watching it, so
I think we found out it got canceled together. Oh, yeah. That's when we were eating the nachos. That's my bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was very heartbreaking because there was so much potential for the story.
And they literally left it on a cliffhanger. Like, they didn't tell us who the father was. Now we will never know.
I mean, I always thought they were going to do, like, once again, a very long series where it's, like, many seasons. So
yeah.
It wouldn't have ended off with, like, a season three. It would have been many more. I just don't understand why it got canceled after two. Was it not enough interest?
Maybe. Maybe it was the writer's strike, too, around the time.
That's true. That's true.
I wish the creator of the show, since the show got canceled, he could just tell us who the father was intended to be. Like, what are you waiting for?
I think we both have our predictions for it.
Yes.
Yeah. But I really would have liked to follow Sophie, who is Hilary Duff, played by Hilary Duff in the show.
Oh, we didn't provide kind of what the show ended off on, but basically, at the end of season 2, there's this hurricane, and basically Sophie and Jesse, they meet each other in the hurricane, and they decide to get back together. Not a great choice, in my opinion, but they do them. And then also they eliminate one character that was rumored to be the father.
I feel like this one, I never considered him as an option.
Me neither.
He's, his name is Charlie, and he was with Sophie's best friend, Val. And, yeah, I never considered him as an option anyway, so that didn't do anything much to, for me. But in the season finale, we find out, like, when it's jumping back to her telling the story of how she met the kid's father, she tells them, like, oh, if they didn't go through all this, they wouldn't have had their kid named Alex. But, yeah, there's so much room for more.
Especially with, like, with Sid, Jesse's best friend and the owner of the bar, he finds out that his wife has been emotionally involved with someone else, and that's caused a lot of strife. So I feel like you can't just end on a cliffhanger like that.
To be honest, I always liked him and Sophie more than I liked her and Jesse.
I think a lot of people suspected him to be the father because there were so many little clues and so many little hints. I remember seeing so many, like, Reddit pages detailing every hint and clue.
That makes a lot more sense, because they would never make it, like, Jesse and have it that, you know, simple.
I can't believe they got Leighton Meester to be in it, too. Like, isn't that crazy?
Wait, they did? When was she there?
She played Jesse's ex-girlfriend, the singer.
Oh my gosh. I watched this before Gossip Girl, so I don't think I knew who she was at the time, but...
Are you excited to see her in The Buccaneers?
Yes, I am. I really am.
I need to watch The Buccaneers.
Wait, you haven't watched it yet?
No!
You would love this. It's our type of show.
I agree. I think we were going to watch it together, but then we didn't.
Oh. Wait, did I just, like, watch it without you?
No, I think... I think I was making banana bread, and then I remember we watched, like, that Mindy Kaling show together.
Oh, yeah.
And then you were, like... Oh, Santa, like, do you want to... I don't know. I don't remember, but I think you were watching it, and I was like, okay, bye. And I was just cooking my banana bread, so I don't know. I don't know.
This is very funny. Yeah. Back to the show.
Yeah.
I wish we had another one.
They got a lot of notable people to be in it, too, I feel like. Like, they got Robin's actress to come back. They got Barney's actor to come back. Mm. Like, I feel like there was interest for this show.
Yeah. They got, like, a lot of celebrities, famous ones, to come on it. And, oh my gosh, her best friend, Val, she was from the Green House Academy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's the first person I noticed. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's her.
And also in season 2, we get Ethan from Never Have I Ever. He and Val get engaged, right?
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that.
So, like, they were getting so many popular people.
That's very true.
Yeah. But alas, I guess we'll just never know who was the father.
That is okay. I'm sure there's many, many theories. Okay, moving on to the next show.
Wait, can I say, also, I heard a lot of people say that they think the father is Drew, like the principal, which I don't like. I don't like that idea at all.
I feel like he was just one little step in her journey, and I didn't expect him to appear more than that.
Me too. I was surprised he wasn't as many episodes as he was.
Same. I was very extended. Yeah.
But yeah, sorry, that was my last thing.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, now moving on to the next show.
We're so in sync.
Yes, it's great timing.
Okay. The next show. Wait, I think you should introduce it because I've been doing a lot.
Wait, how do we say the last word?
Kamealoha? I hope.
Was it Kamealoha?
Oh, that's a great question.
Okay, so the next show is Dookie Kamealoha or Kamealoha? I'm definitely sure I'm saying that wrong. But this is a Disney Channel show, actually. And I remember we watched this one together, too, I think. or a bit different times. But it was like a very, very fun show.
I think for a Disney show, it was good. Like, it didn't feel too G-rated or too kids-y. It was a good show for teens, I feel like.
I agree. I could enjoy it. And it was not too much. It wasn't overwhelming. It was a very good comfort show.
I remember season 2 came out at the same time Prom Pact came out. And I just remember seeing so many edits and with these two, the show and the movie together. And it was a really good time. It was a really good time.
Yes, and two of the main characters were on both the Prom Pact and the show. So there was like a lot of hype around both of them.
I feel like casting Milo Manheim in this show boosted its popularity a lot. Because I didn't really see that many people talk about the first season. And then the second season when they introduced Milo, I feel like the show got a lot more popular and it got a lot more well known.
Also, the role's from Annie Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't recognize her at first.
Me neither. I think it's because she had longer hair.
Yeah. No, I really did not recognize her without the short hair. But yeah, it was a very exciting show. I don't know how I stumbled across it.
Me neither.
Yeah. But I think it's actually, it's like a, not a spinoff, but it's based on a show that's already existing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think Neil Patrick Harris is the dookie in this case. Like, because he's a teen doctor.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, that's why they call, that's where the name of the show comes from.
Oh.
Like, they keep mentioning her being dookie because, like, she's a child genius, basically. Yeah. And I guess since we haven't really introduced it, that's basically the plot of the show. There's this girl, and she is incredibly smart for a teen. So she gets hired as a doctor, which is, I don't think that's legal, but in this world it is.
Her mom's also a doctor, so maybe there was a bit of nepotism.
Yeah, for sure. But anyway, she's like impressing everyone with her abilities, and she's a full-on doctor there. And there's kind of a love triangle that appears in the show.
I will say the ending for season 2 was very generic. Like, it was what I expected. I feel like because it's a Disney show, I shouldn't have expected too much. But it was kind of the generic ending that I would expect.
This reminds me of the Fuller House. One of the Fuller House endings where DJ was choosing between two options, Steve and Matt.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's like, I choose myself, guys.
Oh, she gives the rose to her.
Yes, yeah. The rose. I didn't know you would know what I was talking about. Yeah, yeah. She basically does the same thing here in Dougie, where she chooses herself.
Yeah, basically, between the two guys that Parmita was talking about, there's Milo's character. Okay, in the first season, there's this guy.
Named Walter.
Okay, Walter. He is a surfer, and then he and Dougie meet, and they have chemistry. And then in the next season, she gets drawn to Milo's character, who is a patient in the hospital. And then at the end, when she's asked to choose between them, like you said, she's like, I'm choosing myself. And she starts a mobile medical clinic,
yeah.
Which is really cool. Like, I applaud that.
Very impressive. Yeah. But I feel a little disappointed, just slightly, with that ending.
I do kind of get it, though, because if a show does make a decision, there's a very high chance that a lot of people will be disappointed. But also, I feel like that's just a part of it. Like, with Never Have I Ever, I think she ended up with Ben, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, like us, were disappointed that she didn't end up with the other options. But I'm glad they chose someone rather than have her just be like, just forget it all. Like, forget all the anticipation of all these years alongside the other stuff. Like, I'm happy they made a decision at the very least. So, on to this next show. I feel like this is the show that many, many people think of when they think about a show that got canceled with so much potential.
And this is
Julie and the Phantoms by Kenny Ortega, who also directed High School Musical.
And Descendants. All the most iconic Disney Channel movies.
He literally does no wrong.
Yeah, but anyways, it's no surprise that this show was so successful and earned such a large fan base. It was, well, we should introduce it.
Basically, it's about this girl named Julie, and in the 90s, Julie's mom worked in this music store, and she was she met this band called... She met this band, and in the band, there were four guys. Luke, Alex, Reggie...
No, actually, I think that's true.
Okay, sorry. There were three guys in the band. Alex, Reggie, and Luke.
Yes, and I think you should continue.
Okay, so basically, Alex, Reggie, and Luke, they pass away from food poisoning from this hot dog they're eating. And, oh, also, by the way, this band, they were quite successful. Like, they were quite well-known in the 90s. So anyways, back in 2020, Julie's mom passed away. And she and her dad, I believe they moved to a new neighborhood or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically Julie is going through her mom's stuff when she finds this, like, shirt or a CD. I don't really know, but she finds this sort of object. And this kind of propels the spirits of Alex, Reggie, and Luke back to the life of the living. And then Julie also, she's kind of a loner at school. Like, she doesn't really talk to many people. She's kind of shy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a bit closed off since the death of her mother. So when she meets these three ghosts, and only she can see them, and no one else, she decides that she starts working with them, and she starts singing with them as a band called Julie and the Phantoms.
Yes. Oh, I was really, like, some scenes, I would forget that other people can't hear the band.
Mm.
It was just Julie singing. And, like, you know...
Wait, why did I just...
You know, like, that puts it into perspective for you. Because, you know, usually she's looking at them and they're, like, singing together. But then if you are thinking about it in the perspective of the audience watching her, it's, like, this random girl, like, going over this and doing these actions with somebody who's not there.
Wait, you're so right.
You know, that's never, like, actually said in the show, so I guess it's brushed over. But, yeah, the music, the songs, they're so good. Like, you would expect the songs in a... show like this to be, you know, okay, like, not bad, but not very important. But in this show, they were so good.
Not only were they really catchy, but some of them were so heartfelt. Like, for spoilers, Julie goes and visits Luke's parents, and we hear a song about, like, his relationship with his parents, and it's so sad, and it's so well done.
It really is. And I would listen to these on my own time. I did a lot, actually, after I watched the show.
Yeah, Julie and the Phantoms was so, so successful in 2020, so everyone assumed that they would get a second season. Boy, were we wrong. Basically, Netflix canceled it, and then Kenny Ortega, he wanted to move it to Disney, well, allegedly, he wanted to move it to Disney Plus instead, and have it continue there. But then, I think, to my knowledge, I could be wrong, but Disney Plus tried to buy the rights to the show from Netflix, and Netflix said no. So now... Kenny can't produce the show, but Netflix will give away the rights to the show. So now the show will just never have a new season.
That is really frustrating. I can understand why he would not want to continue with it.
So Kenny wants to continue.
I don't know, like, not with Netflix, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I understand, you know, I respect it. But it's just really frustrating that we don't get to see a new season. We should talk about how it ends off.
Basically, Julie, she finally finds acceptance with her mom's death, and the Phantoms also, the ghosts accept their death by giving themselves up for Julie. And then this kind of sets them free and breaks the curse that they have been under, that they have been trying to break. And basically, Alex, Reggie, and Luke, they kind of end up possibly posing in human bodies because they didn't cross over to the spirit realm when they gave themselves up. So kind of not cliffhanger, but I guess... The question after that final episode is, what happens to them? Like, what are these human bodies going to do in the next season? What's going to happen next? But we never know.
It's really a lot of potential that isn't explored, but, you know, that's how it is sometimes.
Yeah, sadly. I saw a TikTok, it wasn't even that recent, like, I think last year, but it was about the actress for Julie. She had put on her, her iconic jacket that Julie wore, and she did a TikTok with, I think, some of the other members of the cast.
I think I saw that same one.
And it sparked, like, possible season 2 rumors, but then those rumors weren't true, I guess?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they would do that and not have a second season.
I think it's really funny that the actor for Ben from Descendants, isn't he, like, good friends with Luke's actor? I could be wrong,
though. I have no idea.
I'm not sure, but that's what I've heard.
Oh, he's Disney stars. Or, not Disney, but, yeah.
Kenny Ortega stars.
Yes, yes. Is there anything else to say?
I don't think so.
Okay, to end it off on a very strong note, we have Anne with an E.
Anne with an E is such a good show, and I can't believe it's Canadian. Like, I'm so proud of us for doing that.
Yes. I feel like so many shows are American that they don't care about it, but we Canadians, we have little shows, and this is one of the best ones.
And this is, like, well-known. Like, everyone loves Anne with an E, and I like that it has that recognition.
I think it also has, like, it pertains to a large demographic of people. It's not just, I guess, preteens, teens, or just adults. Like, I feel like everyone can enjoy it.
I love that it talked about a lot of different issues, too. Like, it wasn't just about Anne's story, but it talked about, like, women's role in that time and how Indigenous people were treated at that time.
How with the residential schools.
Yeah, so I like that it talked about that. Also, like, people getting mistreated in, orphanages and care homes. I thought that was really interesting, too.
Mm-hmm, definitely. It was very interesting to, you know, see everything that happened. I would not... The beginning was a bit hard to get through for me.
Oh, like the first episode?
Yeah. With, I feel like this is also a common experience, but I would sometimes have to pause the show.
Oh, from, like, cringe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was, like, a very good show.
Oh, I guess to provide some context, basically, Anne with an E, it's, well, obviously, like, the Anne with an E character story. Originally, it was a book called Anne of Green Gables, and it's become many different shows and movies throughout the years. This is kind of just, like, the newest rendition of the Anne of Green Gables story, book, I guess you could say. But in this one, much like the other versions, Anne, she is sent to live with Mick, this pair of siblings. Mick. She had to live with this pair of siblings because they were unable to adopt a boy to help them with their farming. And she ends up having a very positive influence on their lives.
Yeah, they originally thought they were going to get a boy, but they wanted to send her back once they found out it was a girl. But she ended up, I guess, winning them over. And so she stayed around. And at first, it was really hard to see because a lot of the students they didn't like Anne. And so there was some bullying going on there as well.
And the teacher didn't like Anne's unconventionalness.
Yeah, he really knew me. But she found a friendship with Diana.
And that was very sweet. Diana.
Yeah, they had a really sweet friendship.
I didn't know this until much later, but the actress who plays Diana, she's the girl from the Odd Squad.
What?
Olive, or whatever her name is.
Oh my gosh. I did not recognize her.
Wait, I think so. That's what I've heard.
Hmm.
But yeah. And then also she meets Gilbert Blythe, who is a classmate of hers, who she initially really, really hates, but they learn that they have a lot more in common than they thought.
Yeah, and you just see Anne's journey throughout the years as she grows up.
In the last season, we find out that Anne and her friends, they're going to academies, like academic institutions, and goes to Charlottesville with Diana. And then we have, I think, the most iconic scene of the show, where Gilbert is talking to Diana on a train, and Diana's like, "Oh, you callous fool, you didn't read Anne's letter." And then he says,
"Oh, you should say."
Oh, okay. He says, "Yeah." She's like, "Oh, you didn't even read Anne's letter," or something like that. And then he's like, "Diana, what letter?" And then Diana's like, "Gilbert," and then he ends up getting off the train, following Anne, and they end up confessing their feelings in the last episode.
I feel like this is such a classic trope. Maybe it was made more popular after they used it, but it's always like the, "I never got your letters," and then it's so, you know, heartbreaking to see, but then we see kind of a resolution in the end.
I've seen the letter. Diana, what letter? And so many edits of Anne with an E.
I agree. And it's just like, ugh. All of this build up. I feel like it was a pretty satisfying ending for me.
I agree. Like, would I Would I have enjoyed a new season? Yes, of course. But I feel like they tied enough together well enough that we didn't necessarily need one.
But it would always be appreciated.
Yeah.
That's why we included it in this list. Also because there's a lot of demand for it to have another season too.
I think to this day, right, people are still protesting Anne with an A being canceled. And I feel like they're very brave, but it's been many years. Like,
I don't think we're getting one. Yeah. That's the case with many canceled shows. Manifest was an odd exception.
Yeah, it's the exception, not the rule.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like all of these shows, I think also has shown me is that in this streaming era, if we're not a success by the streaming platform standards, your show is immediately kicked off. Whereas I feel like with cable, shows are given a lot more chances to succeed and do better. Not all the time, but more often than streaming shows. Like, for example, there's this one show. So this policeman, The Rookie. It's called The Rookie.
Oh, yes, I've heard about it so many times.
Literally, everyone's heard of The Rookie. And I feel like it is quite well-known and it's quite a famous show, but not famous to the extent that a streaming show would have to get renewed multiple times. Yet The Rookie is on, like, season 6? I don't even know, but I feel like streaming shows have to do a lot more to just get 2 seasons, whereas The Rookie didn't necessarily need to be as well known, even though I've heard like it's a very good show. It didn't have to be as well known or do as well in numbers. I guess also because the standards are lower for cable, because no one watches cable, but to get renewed.
That definitely makes sense. And I feel like all these shows that we mentioned, they've had a relative amount of popularity, so it surprises me that they didn't continue after that.
So much wasted potential, that's all I can say. So much wasted potential.
Yes, to this day, especially Freaks and Geeks, that disheartens me.
I think that's the worst one, because 1999, like, I said the other ones, you can still hold out a little bit, but for Freaks and Geeks,
it's like, all hope is gone out the window.
Like, we weren't even bored when it got cancelled, like, there's no way.
Oh, but it's a very good storyline.
I agree. And Julian Fanson's, I don't think we'll get season 2, but I can wish.
There's still a little bit of hope.
Yeah. I feel like everyone wants to come back. Like, the actors are always doing TikToks and stuff about Julie. Mm-hmm. So, and Kenny obviously loves Julie. Like, I feel like everyone just wants to go and do this.
Yeah.
But
alas, you're at this point.
This was nice. This was short and cute.
Yeah. Or maybe short and sweet.
Speaking of which, we did react, we did rank it the other day, so I think that's a video people should definitely check out.
I agree. We had a lot of points of disagreement.
Yes. Major points of disagreement.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're starting a new show, hopefully soon together, called Rivals. Let's hope this one doesn't get cancelled.
Well, the way you said that, it's like, I'm starting this new book. I was like, oh my gosh, we are? Like, the way you announced it.
I'm sorry. We're watching this new show over. Well, we've talked about it. We've talked about possibly watching it.
Seems like our type of show, so.
I really hope it didn't get canceled already. It's new, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't wait to revisit this moment in, like, 6 months, and it got canceled or something.
Yeah, I agree. We'll see, though.
Okay, well, that's it.
Thank you.